This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, July 17th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Talley. Number of agriculture groups have been in Washington as recently as this week, sharing the challenges of a very difficult and extended economic downturn of the ag industry. National Corn Growers President Jed Bauer says the situation is critical in farm country.
I think every grower across the country will tell you this is not sustainable for agriculture. And that's why it's so important that these organizations, such as National Corn Growers, we are here, we are pushing the agenda for farmers across the country and telling the story of how important it is and how we're going to be continuing losing farmers if we cannot find profitability and find some market demand.
Members of the American Soybean Association were in Washington this week. President Scott Metzger is a guest on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers and says they have no shortage of priorities.
Farm bill and, you know, making sure we try to get that champion across the finish line, as well as 45Z, make sure those final tax guidance gets put in place and gets implemented. And, you know, also, what's near and dear that's become the hot topic lately is our, you know, input costs. We've expressed with everyone how the input prices have spiked up and how it's really coming back to the farm gate and hurting the economy that's been an already tight economy.
National Sorghum Producers Chairwoman Amy France says they are hopeful for E15 legislation this year. They also hope to see the Food for Peace program officially administered by the USDA. On this week's Newsmaker, she tells host Lydia Johnson she's witnessed the program's success.
108 rail cars loaded with U.S. sorghum headed out for the first USDA-administered sorghum shipment of Food for Peace. So there is proof that it's still moving 400,000 bushels. And that just truly reminds us of what the Food for Peace program is all about. It's a win for using U.S. grown commodities to feed hungry people in the world, as well as securing a market for our farmers, moving those bushels. So we continue to carry that message, why that needs to be secured in USDA.
Today, Bayer subsidiary Ruveon announced they're ending their petition requesting anti-dumping and countervailing duties on generic glyphosate imports from China. Bauer said Ruveon's decision is a relief for the coming crop season.
What a relief for them to recognize that farmers across the country are their true customers. And we have had their back in these frivolous lawsuits, and now they're coming back and showing growers that, hey, we still have your back. We understand the struggles you're in. We're going to stand with you in these tough times, and we can all come through it together.
Also on this week's Newsmakers, Representative Dan Newhouse discusses the need for farm workforce legislation.
Our nation's agricultural industry needs some certainty around our guest worker program. Securing a legal workforce is very important for producers around the country. And this goes a long way towards some of the reforms that are necessary for us to secure certainty in our labor force, as well as affordability for the workers and for the farmers. So I'm very, very excited about the being able to move this legislation.
Additional economic assistance for farmers is still at play in Washington. The Washington Republican believes the timing may be right for action.
Making sure that something we call specialty crops, some of the minor crops that are grown around the country are, that we focus more on those this time. That we're kind of, I won't say shortchanged, but we're not as highly emphasized in our first rounds of assistance. And so that's where I want to make sure that we provide them with as much help as we can.
$5 billion in economic assistance for specialty crop growers has been mentioned by House Ag Chair Glenn Thompson. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let the farm worker shortage eat away at food affordability. Congress must deliver a solution that works for all of agriculture. Visit fb.org/issue/labor, agriculture labor reform, and learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.